The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
It takes too long to find this vein, and I'm in it. And I feel like you're one praise away from a breakthrough. I feel like you're one hallelujah away from the battle turning. I feel like somebody's about to see a demon run up out of your house with one more hallelujah to the Lamb.
If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you to open them with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verse number 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord. Now, there's a section in this study Bible that I have a study Bible I'm reading through right now. It's Adrian Rogers' study Bible. And he has a whole thing on the side on the power behind the throne. It's saying it's a letter to the king of Tyre, but sometimes when you read the Bible, you have to understand the setting. And this is really talking about Lucifer. These scriptures are talking about Lucifer. When he was in heaven, his name means light bearer, Lucifer, one of the three archangels. And this is what he says, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Lucifer, Satan, was perfect and is still, I would imagine, perfect in beauty. He doesn't look like some horrible demon, terrified, perfect in beauty. You were in the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. This is astounding. He had all of the stones that is mentioned, the sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire. All of those stones are the exact same stones that were in the high priest breastplate. Lucifer was in heaven, light bearer. He was heaven's worship leader, and he had those stones in his created being and body. The next part of the verse says, the workmanship of your timbrels or tambourines or percussions and pipes, wind instruments, trumpet, saxophone, anything that requires wind to produce the sound, they were created in him. They were prepared for you on the day you were created. You are or were the anointed cherub. A cherub is a singer. A cherub is an anointed angel singer. You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God, the holy of holies. You walked back and forth in heaven in the midst of the fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. I think it's pretty astounding when you understand that Lucifer was created by God for a divine purpose, and it was to praise and worship and bring glory to God. When I think about how important praise is, how important worship is, how that when Lucifer was cast out of heaven, you and I, the high priest in the Old Testament, would wear those same stones on the breastplate when he would go into the Holy of Holies, because we are Satan's replacement. We are Lucifer, the light bearer's replacement. When we sing and when we worship and when we praise and when we speak praise to God and thank God and give him honor and give him glory, we are literally taking his place. And I'm so thankful today that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That we are liberated and we're set free, but we are here for a purpose. He did not just save us to save us. As a matter of fact, the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar or special people in the earth. Who's he talking to? The people who have been washed and cleansed and saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says, here's why you're chosen, you're royal, you're holy, you're peculiar people. He said that you would show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. That's not just some figure of speech. He said, there is one purpose for which you have been saved now that you are saved, that in whatever you do in life, you give praise and glory and honor to God. You replace Lucifer with your praise. You don't take the glory. You don't keep it inside to yourself, but you give God the glory and you give God the praise. There's something powerful. Lucifer, he was heaven's choir director. He was the worship leader in heaven. Until iniquity was found in him, and he was dismissed and he was demoted and he was distanced from the throne of God. And you and I sin. And Jesus, God put on skin and came down and bled and died and carried a rugged cross to pay the way for us to come back to him. But when Lucifer sinned, God said, you are banned from the throne room. I will never allow you back. There is no way back. Why? What did he do that was so horrible? Did he murder masses of people? No. His sin was pride, self-exaltation, and rebellion. That's the inward sin. But notice this, the outward manifestation of inward pride and self-exaltation was the refusal to worship. See, worship is not this out here that you do on the outside. Worship is what's on the inside. If you don't have any worship, do you have anything on the inside? The more you have going on the inside, the more your outside wants to express what you feel. What I want you to see is this. When Lucifer was cast out of heaven, one-third of the angels went with him. They're now demonic powers. But some of them, the Bible said, were cast into a compartment of hell. And this is all in the book of Jude. Three things happen. By example, of what happened to the angels that were cast out, three things happened to people who refused to worship. Number one, the Bible said they were cast down in the book of Jude. They were cast down. They kept not their first estate, that of worship, but they cast them down into hell. They were cast down. When people don't worship, they get down. They get cast down. They get down. If you're in a valley, you have to learn to praise your way out of that valley. You don't have to live down. You don't have to live depressed. I got things that if I think on those things, they'll depress me. If I let my mind just think about it all the time, I can have the greatest victories going on all around me. And Satan will whisper to me, but that should steal your joy. But that should make you sad. But that should make your heart heavy. But that should worry you silly. And I've learned that if the enemy's trying to put me down, all I got to do is open my mouth and say, I'll praise the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. And you can't stay down if you'll keep praising the Lord. The second thing that happens to people who refuse to worship is they get down. The second thing is said, the Bible said, and they were bound with chains. You get down, and the next part of that verse said, and they were bound with chains. And then you get bound. You get down. And then usually people who don't praise the Lord and worship much, they end up getting bound. Because what happens is they get down And when they get down, because everybody goes through seasons that of attack, and if you don't learn how to praise the Lord, you get down. And then when you get down, you start going back to the old things that God set you free from, and you end up bound. The Bible said it's like a dog going back to his vomit. The Bible said when an unclean spirit is cast out of a man, he's left clean and swept. And if he's left empty and he doesn't get filled up, that demon comes back with seven more demons. And the state of that man is worse than the beginning. You have to stay full of Jesus. You have to stay full of the Holy Spirit. You have to stay full of worship, because that's the key. So he got down. They were cast down, bound, went just bound. You're just bound now. You're picking up stuff that God set you free from. And then the last thing is so important. And here it is. You see, if you don't worship, this story teaches us in Jude, Satan and Lucifer's story, is if you don't worship, because Lucifer refused to worship and said, I'm not going to praise God and worship God anymore. One out of three angels joined him. If you don't worship, you encourage somebody else to not worship. And it might be your children. The reason we have so many teensicles is because we've got so many popsicles. And you taught them how to throw a ball, and you taught them how to kick a football and kick a soccer ball and hit a golf ball. You're a wonderful dad. But have you ever taught them how to worship by example with body language? Have they ever seen you suppress self-exaltation and pride and say, I'm not ashamed to praise the one who is stretched out in agony on a cross for me? And the lesson of Lucifer is, not only did he fall by not worshiping, but it caused others to not worship. If I, as a father and a grandfather, worship, one thing I know I can go to heaven with peace knowing I have imparted worship to my children. They have experienced the power of praise and worship. Can we stand up on our feet? Would you lift your hands? Would you lift your voice? Would you give him your personal praise with your breath? Would you take a moment and speak a praise phrase? Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I magnify your name. Oh, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. We give you all the glory. Come on, join me. Join me. We praise you. Join me, worship team. Join me. Give him all the glory. Give him your verbal praise just for a moment. Let's just praise him because angels are moving on your behalf. Praise him because God is blessing our families even when it looks like it's not working. And as that song says, even when it feels like it's not working, God is doing something for people who learn how to praise, because praise is our purpose. Praise aids the angels in heaven. There's no war between Satan and the devil, but there is a war between demonic spirits and angels, and we aid heaven. We get to vote with our praise who wins the battle in the heavenlies. Right now, begin to praise the Lord over the battle in the heavenlies, turning right now with the power of praise. Oh, my soul, oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your soul. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, if you feel down, if you feel bound,
If you feel like you're not free and you want to be, get out of your seat at every campus and come down to the front and throw your arms up and begin to worship the one who died and rose 3 days later for you. Wherever you are in this room, just there's freedom for you. Maybe you're bound by something. Maybe you're down and you can't shake the valley, the depression you've been in. I'm giving you a formula for victory this morning. You can praise the way out of that valley. You can praise your way out of that addiction. I want every parent and I want every grandparent in this room to lift up your hands toward heaven, and I want you to start praising God with fervency for salvation coming to your whole household. I want you to open your mouth, and I want you to see any family member that you're believing God to really touch and really feel. I want you right now just to begin to praise God by faith. Praise is the language of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Listen, the evidence of things not seen yet. But praise is the language of faith. So start praising him like that son has come home. Start praising him like that daughter or that grandchild has been set free. Begin to praise him all over this room. Praise him all over this room. Praise him all over this room. Lift him up over your family. Lift him up over your family and praise. Don't even ask him. Just praise him. Don't even ask him. Just praise him. This is how we fight our battles. Come on, my soul.
Come on, my soul. Who told you this?
We're going to be done in a minute. Then sings my soul. I'm going to take Lucifer's place this morning. My Savior God, to thee, how great. How great, how then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great. And when I think of God's own Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on that cross, my sins he gladly buried. He bled and died to take away my sin.
Shall come with shouts of acclamation to take me. I'm going home. Ooh, I felt something come all over me when I said that. I'm going home. This world is not my home. I'm a blessed man, but there ain't nothing on this world gonna hold me back when that trumpet sounds. To take me home. What joy shall fear in midair. Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there, maybe the very spot Lucifer vacated, I'll proclaim.
Why don't we practice what we preach? Why don't you just take a moment right there in the privacy of your home or wherever you're watching this and give God praise? I really believe the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. He's dealt with you. And I want to invite you to give Jesus the number one place in your life. Right where you are, say these words. Say, Jesus, save me, wash me, cleanse me, forgive me. I receive you today. Your blood cleanses me from all sin, and I believe in you. You rose from the dead, and you give me the power to get up, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, that's the key. There is no other name that you can approach God and have access except the name of Jesus. There's a number on the screen. Anointed people are standing by. Prayer partners are standing by. And you can go on our website also, free resources, a free devotional. And we're believing God with you for great, great things. In our closing moments together, if you've been watching this ministry for some time, you know how much we love and support the nation of Israel. The Bible said that He would bless those that bless Israel. And we have just begun a brand new initiative. We're investing $1 million in the Apostle Paul Project. Through this unique initiative, you'll be helping equip leaders in Israel with the materials that they need to establish congregations. Together, as a matter of fact, we have already helped start 8 congregations so that people can have a congregation to worship. And I'm telling you, when we started blessing the nation of Israel as a ministry, it was a massive game changer. And I'm telling you today that you cannot bless the nation of Israel and God not turn around and bless you, your business, your family, your home, your life. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Join us on an incredible journey as we follow in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul, who fearlessly spread God's kingdom throughout the Middle East. Jensen Franklin Media Ministries is making a bold impact on the nation of Israel through unwavering support and blessings. And now, introducing our latest initiative, the Apostle Paul Project. Together, we're making history by establishing vibrant congregations of faith in the Holy Land. We're not only building congregations of faith, but we're also nurturing a brand new generation of leaders who will carry the torch of faith forward. Imagine the incredible possibilities as we unite and fulfill our divine calling. Miracles are already unfolding in the Holy Land. Congregations are blossoming, and dedicated leaders are receiving the training they need to spread hope far beyond borders. With your help, we're breathing life into biblical prophecies and embracing the Apostle Paul's vision to share the message of the Messiah across Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all of Israel. Lives are being transformed, and you have the chance to be a part of this monumental journey. Don't miss your opportunity to make a difference. Together, let's shape history and leave an eternal legacy. Call now or go online to be a part of the Apostle Paul Project today.
You're invited to join us in person at Free Chapel across our 8 campuses on the East and West Coast. You can enjoy the same great experience with Spirit-filled worship and a powerful Jesus-centered message from our senior pastor, Jensen Franklin. Kids and youth of all ages will experience and learn about the love of Jesus. From Kid Pack on Sunday mornings to our annual Forward Conference that draws thousands of students from across the country. No matter your age or background, there's a place for you at Free Chapel. Join us every Sunday online or in person at a campus near you.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.